It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest for this week is Jasmine from Being. How are you doing today?
Good, mate.
Good. So you've chosen three songs.
Yep.
All great songs. I love these first two that we're going to play. The third one I don't know too much about, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that one. What was the first one that you chose to play for us?
The first one is quite nostalgic. It's Hysteric by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And like as a teenager, Karen O was like the queen of my life. Slight obsession. And I don't know, like she was just this like figure for me who was weird but made it like a strength. And you know, awkward teenager in a like all girl rock band, that was pretty inspiring.
Because it came out a while ago, right? 2009, I think.
Yeah, real old.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like she's this person who's like incredibly sexy, but in this way where it's not male gazey. And it like can't be consumed. Like she's so powerful that it's just
she's
like
awesome.
Yeah, she's in complete control. So like as a young chick, that was really cool.
Yeah, and this is a great album as well. I love the whole album.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Fever to Tell is probably my favorite though.
Oh, really?
But yeah, they just reissued it actually.
Oh, really? Because this was the first album that I heard from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So it's quite that nice, like you were saying,
nostalgic
feeling of like just like listening back to it now because it's
totally
like getting a bit old now. Should we give it a listen?
Yeah, cool.
Suddenly complete me, you suddenly complete me.
We'll just mention the other two tracks. You were also tossing up between playing Maps off Fever to Tell and Skeleton off It Splits as well. Yeah. What made you pick this Hysteric track over those two?
Oh, it's like picking a favorite kid, I guess. But I guess because this one is like just as cinematic as the other ones and like atmospheric, but it still shows a lot of like kind of the semi-rock background of the group. Yeah.
So this next one, Angel Olsen, Shut Up, Kiss Me. What made you pick this track?
Oh, as soon as this album came out, I was just obsessed. Mm. My woman is crazy. And I got to see her in December of 2016.
Yeah,
King's Arms. And I took a while to pick which song I would play of hers as well.
Because it's a great album. It made it onto like a huge list, on like plenty of lists of best albums of 2016. I kind of slept on this album until after the show and I was really gutted that I didn't get to see it.
Right.
But it sounded awesome.
So good. Mm. The show was amazing. Just because like you listen to the album and her like vocal detail, you know how she's kind of country, you know how she does the storytelling folk vibes.
Yeah.
And like whenever she sings on the album, you can just hear how she's not just singing a melody, she's like storytelling. And live, she's exactly the same.
Oh,
like
awesome.
She's like raw and rough, but like completely controlled vibrato. She's ridiculous.
Awesome. Did you like the Outtakes and Demos album that came out last year, Phases?
I listened to it and honestly, like it didn't catch me, so I kind of just let it go.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's because it definitely does kind of feel like an Outtakes and kind of unreleased tracks. But there are a couple on that one that I think you'd might like. We'll talk a bit about it off here. Let's give Shut Up, Kiss Me a listen. This was a track that we played on BFM quite a bit when it came out.
Cool.
Awesome.
I ain't giving up tonight.
Great song.
Cool, yeah. Love that song.
And this third one that you were telling me about, Lady of the Sunshine, Silver Revolver, this is the one that I didn't know initially. I've only given it a listen once. How did you pick this one out?
So, like, when I was in school, I don't know, I must have been about 15 or something, I came across it on one of those YouTube hunts. It's actually, Lady of the Sunshine is the first ever solo project that Angus Stone and Julia Stone came out with. So it's actually, you know, Big Jet Plane?
Mm-hmm.
He actually wrote it for this album initially.
Oh, okay.
Before bringing it into...
It
was
it
on that album. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, awesome.
But it's the first and only album he ever made under Lady of the Sunshine.
Is that just his solo project, like aside from doing his Angus and Julia Stone stuff?
It's his first of the solo projects, because later on he went to release like a solo project under his own name.
Mm.
But yeah, the only one under Lady of the Sunshine.
How did you find this artist, this song?
Like, literally, how did I find it?
You were doing a YouTube
scavenge hunt.
Yeah, that's something that I did when I was younger, but I've really fallen out of doing it. Because it's like, with Spotify and, like, Bandcamp and things like that, you really kind of... But YouTube is definitely how it used to be, just, like, finding... And there's, like, random YouTube channels that just post up, like, random tracks, which is really, really interesting.
I spent way too much time as a teenager watching YouTube, so, yeah.
All right, let's give it a listen, and then we'll have a quick chat after that about some of your upcoming shows.
Cool.
Thank you.
So you were saying that you didn't really like Angus, Julia, when this album came out, you were really stoked because it didn't have her in it. But you're saying that later on when you saw her live, tell us a story. I'll let you explain it.
Yeah, so I guess the first few listens of Angus and Julia Stone together, I got a bit frustrated with her voice. I felt like she took away from his music, really. Mm. And then my opinion like completely flipped. I went and saw them at the Civic when they first came to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And she was like captivating, eh? Mm. I still don't know how much I enjoy her on record,
on the record,
but like live, she's amazing.
Yeah, I really liked them when I saw them live. They had like a huge backing band as well when they played at Laneway. I don't know if it was like that at that Civic
Did
show.
They have the like spiral cymbals?
Yeah, they had some really weird instruments, especially like on the drums. They had like, I don't know.
I don't know if they're real. Honestly, I feel like they're just there.
Artistically.
Yeah. I couldn't figure it out because, like, they crashed this weird, snaky cymbal thing, and it's just like...
They're very theatrical, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you have a couple shows coming up, three that I can see through your Facebook. The first one is this Thursday at the Wine Cellar, and then you're going to be playing at a Music in the Parks, and then you're going to be heading down to Hamilton to play at the Future City Festival.
You do your research.
I have. I've done a little bit. We'll first talk about this this one at the Wine Cellar. See, I don't know who Valer is. Do you know who Valer is?
Yeah, actually, I studied music with Valer. Valer is an Auckland kind of, how would you describe it? I guess it's kind of like slightly electronic soundscapey pop music, like synth pop.
Ah, yeah.
And she's just got complete control over her vocals. She's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Secret Cousins are really good as well.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. On March 3rd, you're going to be playing Music in the Parks. Have you done something like that before?
No, I haven't, eh?
Are you nervous?
Am I nervous? It's actually at my local. Like, I'm living on the shore at the moment, so it's in Little Shoal Bay, so I'm not that nervous because
so
I play ball there all the time.
Oh, lovely.
So it's fine.
And Future City Festival down in Hamilton. Have you played in Hamilton before?
Yeah, yeah, Navara Lounge, classic. But I think it's there again.
I think there's two venues.
Right.
And they're like alternating stages,
splitting,
I guess.
Sort of thing.
Awesome. Thanks for coming up. We're going to play your track High in Mind, which we've been loving here at BFM. We've been playing it quite a bit. So it's really nice to have you up and have a chat about some great tracks.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Hunter.
It's all
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.